is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, Soul Family. Thanks so much for joining me today. Wherever you are in the world, I'm so excited to be here with you. So as today we kick off, I'm going to start by letting you know to set your intention for the show. Set your intention while we're together. There's a lot of energy that runs while I'm talking, while we're working together and discussing different things. And it's just kind of the natural flow. So go ahead and set your intention and feel what you would like to receive, whether it's answers or information, energy, healing, etc., for the show. And know that the Reiki is running throughout the show and that you are receiving what you need exactly as you need it. So just recognize that. And then also, I'm going to invite you, if you would like to call in or send your questions, emails, you can call in to 646-595-4274. That is 646-595-4274. Or you can also email your questions to ontheair@telus.net. And that's ontheair, O-N-T-H-E-A-I-R, at telus, T-E-L-U-S, dot net, N-E-T. So anyway, look forward to your questions, comments, shares. If you've received some information from previous shows, and you'd like to share your experiences and in whatever capacity, we love hearing about them. So, yeah, go ahead and send those in now. And I'm going to go ahead and pull up the topics that I've been guided to speak on today. And for those of you that might be new to the show, I receive information through channeling that gives me the topics for the show, and I wait for them, and sometimes it can be literally minutes before the show, before they arrive, which is what I've learned to just sort of go with the flow on that, but that's also part of the experience in learning to work and master, you know, the essence of who we are, and so that is actually part of the topic today, so mastering your true nature. Many of you recently might have been feeling depleted. You might have had some different things show up in your life that were uncomfortable, whether it was in relationships, health, finance, living situations, whatever the case may be, we're all kind of in this churning effect as we learn to master who we actually are. And remember, things happen for you, not to you. So every discomfort is actually leading you to the next step. And if you ever look at your life and maybe some things you've gone through in the past, things always tend to work out. It might not be quite how you expected it or even wanted it, but there's something about that that you're actually stronger from. And that is part of your I Am presence, that sort of oversoul that you carry guiding the way and saying, no, yes, you can do this. And in many cases, you will do this because that's actually what you signed up for. So trust that. So as we move through this. So as we level up and journey through these very interesting times, there's what we call ascension symptoms. So you might be experiencing like the flu without having the actual flu. You might feel less energy. You might feel a little bit more like you want to either be alone or there's the sense of just not feeling your best. And there's a lot going on around the planet, in our own worlds, and especially in the collective energy. So So that environment is changing, and we have to change with it. It's just part of our cellular nature. We're a part of the planet. So as she upgrades, so do we. And it's not always comfortable. So these ascension symptoms, if you've ever looked at the Schumann resonance, the Schumann resonance is basically the energy wave state of the Earth, the planet. And as we've, if you've been following it, there have been some major, major changes with regard to what the Schumann resonance was. Now, I haven't actually specifically looked at the details of it in quite some time because I'm just kind of used to going with the flow of things and recognize the energy of the state of things. But if you go in and look, recently we actually lost 7 hours on the scale. 7 hours, it just went black. And so we're really getting these heavy-duty, intense energies. And they're sort of upgrade codes, I like to call them. And as your body receives them, they have to integrate them. And so there may be some areas in your system that need to be reworked, released, revamped, and that can be very draining on a body, physically, mentally, emotionally. A lot can be going on with that. So just be aware of that. It may not be you. You might not really be sick. You're just upgrading, if you will. So be good to yourself and recognize that, you know, plenty of sunshine and getting out and maybe moving around a little bit, maybe even just putting your bare feet on the earth, grounding, might help you work through that a little bit better. So getting back to mastering your true nature, you know, we've talked about in the past couple of shows coming into the body, coming into attunement of new harmonics, releasing your past, harmonizing your present, creating your future. And as we move through that and we say, okay, on one level we're like, okay, we're releasing all that no longer serves. There's actually a reality check that goes along with that. So you say that I'm releasing all that no longer serves. When you say that, there's a consequence or an outcome to that action. And there's a whole range, it's like a domino effect that takes place in your life that moves this energy and information into the space that you've recognized either serves you or no longer serves you. So it moves in or out according to what's in your best interest. So it can be quite challenging. You know, the brain fog, you can run into relationship issues or issues in the environment, you know, where all of a sudden you need to have something worked on in your house or your car, things like that. And really looking at old identities and officially releasing them, mastering who you actually are. So saying, okay, I really am this identity. This is what I want to be. This is where I want to go, what I want to do. And harnessing that and now moving it forward. So we still have this residual effect of these ascension symptoms as we really step into our true nature and how we step forward with that. So be good to yourself in this process. This is something that is meant to take place. It's a part of the bigger picture. And the more you fight it and the resistance of it, you'll find that you just go kicking and screaming to the place that you were meant to go in the first place. So it's not going to do you any good to really fight it, but in fact, engage with it. Ask questions about it. You know, the who, what, when, where, and how. Never the why. Why is that sort of 2-year-old never gets answered question? So keep that in mind. Engage with the questions that are coming up in your life. You know, if you are running into issues with relationships or finance or something that is really shifting that you have concern about, engage with it. What does that mean for you? Is it something that is really required to be in your life? Or is it just asking you maybe to step up? Are there some bigger things coming in that you may feel you're not ready for? And in fact, they wouldn't be coming in if you weren't ready for them. Or they can also be shining something that you might need to take a look at a little bit deeper so that you can be ready for them when they officially manifest. And so manifestation, which is one of my favorite topics, is at its prime right now. There is a lot of energy supporting what we're manifesting. And even on a faster level, you know, it's on a faster scale. So we're on the fast track, if you will, to really connecting to what it is that we want. And along that way, and it's and I'll say what we want, the authentic parts of what we want. So if there's a lot of ego involved or forcing an issue, you're going to find that there's some resistance to that, or there's some things that come up that ask you if you really need that. You really need that. And so there's kind of like an ego death that might be happening for some, or maybe coming into the picture, you might find that that's being challenged, something you really need to let go of that's no longer serving you, so that it can take a different form that actually comes in to be more beneficial to you. A lot of those things are happening right now. So I do see some callers on the lines. Let me go ahead and get into some callers. Caller number 608. 608, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Jill, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jill from Wisconsin. What can we do for you?
Okay, a lot of things you were talking about applies to me. I feel
okay.
You know, I'm going through some changes, but I'm wide open, but there's nothing there in front of me.
Yes. Okay. It's I'm going to just use the terminology exhilaration. We, in our natural human form, really want to know what that step is. We want to know what that's going to look like, what form it's going to take, and the direction we want to go. And before I really dive into that with you, can you form a question of what you'd like to know?
I need to meet real friends, like-minded people, number one.
Okay.
I need to get, you know, my old story. I need a new one.
Okay, I love that. I love that. And you're aware of that. So that's actually the first step. Once you're aware, it's just a matter of the energy aligning to create that. So what I'm seeing in your system is you're very heart-based, which is wonderful. And I see your heart open and you want to
yeah.
receive. Like you have your arms open, you're ready. But the grounding of that. So I'm taken down to your hips and through your legs and the grounding of that. So there's something... there we go. Okay, second chakra. So it's an identity shift. And the second chakra, for those who may be unfamiliar, that's the sacral area. That's at the navel. And it has to do with how you see yourself in the world around you. And as we say that we want to vibe with a different tribe or find our tribe, there's a change that takes place in our system that is opening up so that we can actually receive that new energy coming in. And for you, Jill, there's a grounding that really needs to take place. So I feel like you know what you want. And
okay.
yet I can see where you feel very confused about what that might look like, the shape and form that it takes. But there's really a grounding aspect. And I think, okay. All right. So what I'm being shown here is grounding. So if you could in some way get out into your world, whether it's going to a farmer's market or a park, some way to be more in nature and alignment in nature. And this, what I love about this message is you're like, okay, yeah, she's telling me to get out into nature. What does that mean? Well, there's actually somebody that you could meet when you walk through nature. I mean, nature could actually be your connection point to the tribe that you wish to meet. And keep that in mind. So it's moving the energy. You've got some stagnant energy that still needs to move out around the hips, around that part of your body. So getting out and moving is going to really help you advance the energy forward into the direction that you want and to meet the people that you'd like to. But it feels like movement. I feel movement. And I'm not feeling movement like changing homes. I'm feeling movement like getting out in nature, connecting yourself in some way, again, you know, whether it's walking down the street to a farmer's market, if you can have one in Wisconsin right now, or some great cheese somewhere, love cheese from Wisconsin, those cheese curds, but finding a space for you to really move, and it feels like it feels like you're going to forget about what you want, and that's when you connect exactly to what you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because if you really focus on it, then you're missing some of the parameters that are going to guide you to it because you're so fixated on one specific point. But if you shift your peripheral and just start to focus on, you know, different things or a different perspective, then the clarity of what it is that you seek will come into form.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, because I feel like others around you, I do feel others around you, and I do feel like they're moving in. It's like almost like a dartboard, like if you see a bullseye, like the target symbol. I do see them around you and moving in, but it just feels like there's still a little bit more energy that needs to be worked out. And then there
okay.
are some defining points and choices that take place, but I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome, Jill. Good luck and keep us posted.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay. It looks like area code 914. 914, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. What is your question today?
I have lots going on. I have a few events coming up in June, and
okay.
I just wonder, yeah, how you see them going. I have one on the 16th, one on the 18th, and one on the 23rd. Just anything that comes to you about these events, I appreciate it.
Okay. I feel questions coming in for you that are, I want to say, do I really need this? Do I really want this? Kind of core questions. And there feels like something that you might need to let go of in order to step into. Feels like, and I'm going right to the 16th. The 16th for me is just lighting up all over the place. It feels like a very important day. The 18th a little bit, and the 23rd, I just don't even, it's not even in my peripheral right now. It's just kind of on the outskirts. So I would feel like the most important day is the 16th, which kind of leads up to the 18th. But there's questions that you're personally asking yourself. Is this what I want? Is this where I want to go? Is this, you know, something that I want to have in my life? There's the atmosphere. It feels like atmosphere around me. Very deep. But it feels like you might actually need to release something in order to receive something.
Interesting.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, because I like doing these events and everything, but there's something else that I want. But I'm locked into a contract for another year of this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
Maybe,
and that
I don't know,
to me actually resonates with
yeah.
the atmosphere I was seeing around you, like this atmosphere. So, I think you're going to have to do a little bit of, I wouldn't call it even soul searching. I feel like you've already done that, but there is a sense of releasing to receiving.
Right. I'm trying to see, I guess, if I can do a balance, like doing what I really want in this,
mm-hmm.
you know, for another year. Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I'm aiming for.
Yeah. So
wow.
just recognize that if you are in the process of letting go of something, that is in alignment with where it is that you're headed. So what you receive. So basically what you're doing is you're removing energy so that you can allow energy. You're removing something that no longer serves, and you're receiving something that is more in alignment with who you are, the harmonics of who you are. So as you do that, more of what it is that you reflects you will show up. But you're creating the void. You're creating the vacuum space that's bringing into you what actually is going to be best, most beneficial for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
you.
So welcome. I hope that helps. Yeah. And again, like always, please keep us posted. And I'm sending you a big big hug and good luck with those big decisions.
Thank you. Big hugs and blessings to you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Good luck. Okay. All right, next caller, 415-415, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hey, Anne.
Hey.
How have you been?
Well, this week has been pretty sluggish. Like the full moon was last weekend, and it sometimes the pole really pulls, and I feel like I've had a couple days like that. I feel like I never have woken up, just kind of pretty weighed down to the ground.
Yes.
So if anything about, I don't know what you would say, like it's not really clearing that energy, but integrating or how to, anything about getting my
ascension symptoms. It's ascension
back.
It's a cellular shift. And so what's happening with that full moon, it's fulfilling. So basically your energy system is full and it's heavy. It's kind of like having a big meal. And now your body has to process. So there's that.
I haven't
that
eaten
feeling.
Anything. Yeah, it actually in my stomach it feels uncomfortably full, and I'm not eating.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this. You're too full, so now you have to process, and that can feel very sluggish. And you know, it's not wrong for those of you out there. And I just had an epic trip to Europe, but one of the things they do after very heavy meals is they'll have a little espresso. And that's something that actually helps your system process. So for you, maybe there's, you know, if you're not on caffeine, maybe there's a tea that you could do that would help you to process, whether it's like a peppermint or ginger, something beneficial to the stomach in that respect. And then just recognize that these ascension symptoms, you know, our bodies have to process. You know, there's going to be times, especially in the coming couple of weeks, that we're going to have to give ourselves time. We're just going to have to just say, okay, I can't take another step forward. I need to go to bed. Or I'm just going to keep it quiet today. I'm going to clear my schedule and I'm going to go sit in nature. Or, you know, whatever that looks like for you and for those of you listening, to really accept that you are changing, you're up-leveling, you are integrating a lot of the energies that are going on around us. Does that make sense?
I am doing all those things.
Good. Awesome. Keep it up. Keep going. And that's really what's happening. So maybe, too, you know, on another level, because you are open and accepting, you are working double time.
Ah.
You know, it's like you're taking on extra shifts because you can, because you're available to that. And as you do that, then, you know, it's just more processing that takes place. But look at it this way. It's kind of like, you know, if you're in school in this university and you're taking extra classes, yeah, you're going to be, you know, tired, mentally fried on a lot of respects, but you're banging through it.
Interesting. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 days in between my next house sit that I'm going to. And
okay.
So I'm thinking of places. I'm kind of trying to be open to a nice place to be that would help with all this, you know, around like southern Colorado or northern New Mexico or, you know, there are a lot of ancient sites around here.
Yes, there are.
Do you see any areas that would be beneficial for me in this time?
So, yes, they're actually – how close are you to Albuquerque?
Just very.
So there's some really interesting areas. If you look up rock art, I'd gone through – and I'm trying to remember the name of the park that I'd gone through before, but you can literally just walk through it. There are several drawings on the rocks, you know, and you can just walk up around them. But there's space in that that I remember going to and just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing, and it was wonderful. And I don't know if it's going to be cool enough for you guys to do that down there. I think things are warming up in the southern region.
Just today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been
that
there
in mind,
a lot.
So...
Yeah. No, I was thinking. I was thinking a new place, like the four actual Four Corners or the Canyon du Chelly I haven't been to yet.
The Four Corners is interesting. I was there recently. It is, it didn't, for me personally, it didn't have the same effect as I'd kind of expected it. I had a much more profound feeling over toward the Arizona side in like Sedona and up through Valley of the Gods. Valley of the Gods. And that was a spectacular vibe. But those red rocks, if you can find some red rocks around your area, they're super for helping to transmute a lot of the stuck energy in the body. Yeah. Or at least that's what I found personally.
Right. Yeah, Grand Junction area, a lot of people don't go there, and it's the same rocks as in Utah. It's the same rocks.
Perfect.
What am I trying to say?
Like Moab? Like Arches?
Moab, yeah. It's the same landscape as Moab and the same rocks, but people just don't, without the crowd. So, yeah, that popped into my head.
Awesome. Go there. That is great. Any of those rock formations are super grounding. Super grounding. And they really help to transmute a lot of those energies. So, yeah, give it a shot. That's great. I love the fact that you're, you know, we've spoken a few times, and you sound so much more in yourself now than the first time we spoke.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I feel like you're really finding your way. It's not like you thought it would look, but you're doing a great job.
Thank you. It when you're in it, I don't see the progress. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah. It's a little different, but with fresh eyes, I can tell you you're right on your way. So well done.
All right. Are you going to do? Okay. Can you do some clear light language for clear moving energy? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yay! I love that you asked for that. Okay, and for those of you listening, you can set your intention for what you'd like to receive. I'll explain a little bit more later. I do see some other callers here, so I'm gonna do a transmission, and then I'll talk about it a little bit later with regards to specifics about light language. So, okay, Anne, this one's for you, my friend. Prokna setrahima keka ishak nikira hua. Te tu kana tarahima ke shukwara te kia suku. Shatekni isati iwa su arata kima sato ua. Te tu kana tarahima se tu kuna ishukutu hu satarahia kina ti isha kwana tu. Benuta siti kini isa. How do you feel, Anne? Did I lose you? Anne? I think I might have lost Anne. And hopefully I haven't lost my signal. So if anyone is there, I'm just going to make a note here. It sounds like something happened. I don't know if it's on my headset or if I can be heard, but we're going to just ask here if I'm... Oh, there we go. Anne?
Yes, I felt it, definitely, and it kind of cleared my head.
Oh, good. I was thinking, I was like, oh, no, I don't think I'm transmitting anymore.
Oh, no, you had me on. You muted me for a minute, and then you unmuted me, so.
Ah, got it. Okay. All right. Okay. That was our awesome producer, Nicole. So no worries. Yeah, she said there was a little bit of a delay on the button. So, yeah, sorry about that. Well, I'm glad you felt it. So for those of you listening with that was there was a lot of grounding energy with that. There was also focused and even shift in the throat area, fifth chakra, so able to connect to your personal truth and speak that a little more clearly. So I hope that helped, Anne.
Yes, great. Thank you.
Super. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Area code 406. 406, you're on the air. What's your name and where
Hello.
Are you calling from?
Hello. This is Judy Wright from Missoula, Montana.
Hi, Judy. Missoula. I love Missoula.
Well, I love it, too, and it was interesting to hear you, a couple of people back. I had to run and answer the door, but when you were talking about the Garden of the Gods, we used to live there, so it was fun.
Oh, cool.
I love that. Oh, I love that. Okay.
That is great.
Okay. My question is, I'm an author, but I'm torn between developing online courses and really pushing to sell motivational posters in order to have another stream of income, because writing
right.
is wonderful, but I have 22 books on Amazon and I've never made enough to pay the mortgage. So I'm looking at avenues to bring in some income.
Okay, so specifically, I just want to make sure I got this right. So you're looking at posters?
Well, I have a website of motivational posters that I have developed on Canva.
Okay.
And to sell those, to really push to market those, or to market some online courses.
Online courses, that was it. Okay. I am hearing, and this is something I was hearing early on, but I really wanted to get the details of the information down so that it made sense to me as I'm saying it. I'm hearing and both.
Okay.
And both. And this is really, again, this kind of goes back to the topic of mastering your true nature.
Okay.
And the things that you are getting, I feel like you're one that kind of gets things that just pops into your head. It's like that
right.
instant creative moment. Yes. So these are things that your higher self and your guides are throwing out to you, and you are open enough to receive them. Those are gifts. Those are beautiful
okay.
breadcrumbs on the trail of connecting to your manifestations, the things you want to create. So it is an in both.
Okay. All right, and I appreciate
I feel
my
like
guide.
You. I want to let you know, I feel like you doubt. There's some self-doubt I feel like you're working on. I see it in your heart, and I do also see it in your throat. And
mm-hmm.
it's, just note that this is what you're working on, so that you can release it and really manifest, because I feel like you almost push the gift away.
Okay.
And it feels like, you really want it in one area, but in the other area, you actually repel it. So there's this very unique contrast of energies that, I want it, but I don't deserve it. I want it, but I don't deserve it.
Okay.
It is yours. It is your gift. It is your birthright to receive. And it's very different from what I would say entitlement, which is like, a conversation in our current physical form. This is not entitlement. This is part of who you are. This is the tapestry of who you are and what you're meant to create. And abundance is yours for the asking. And you have to recognize that when you've asked for it, accept the gift. It's like accepting a compliment.
Right.
Many of us have trouble accepting compliments. We almost kind of, squirm back in our chairs when we are like, hey, great job, that's awesome, I love your work. You're like, oh, it's almost like, how could it be better? Or, what could it be? It's like, oh, my God, they saw me,
right.
That kind of thing. So
yeah.
these are
yeah.
really things that you get to step into and really master that and both. And
okay.
if you think about it, think about the actual specifics of your question as an author, posters. Posters have that very visual, straightforward,
right.
3D vibe to them. And online is speaking your truth. Online
right.
is also air. It's air energy, which is the Aquarian energies. It is mental. It is thinking. It is receiving on an etheric level. And so as you really step into that contrast and symbiotic relationship between the physical and, you know, the air and the earth, let's just say it that way, the physical and the etheric, you're going to find a little bit more balance, because really that's what's feeding you in the first place. You are a beautiful physical being engaging in what it is that is your true nature and gifts, and you're being given the information that you need in order to create the abundance that you want. And it's there. You just have to say, okay. So and in both.
And in both. I will type that up and put it on the top of my computer.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Judy, thank you for calling. It was great talking to you. I wish you all the best in your journey.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Keep us posted.
Okay. Thanks again.
All right. You're so welcome. Okay. It looks like area code 360. 360, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
My name is Margie, and I'm calling from Northwest Washington State.
Hi, Margie. What is your question today?
Mine is it's kind of going along what you're saying. Mine is about, I've had a lot of things as of the last month or something with my past and my present, and then kind of entwines with my future. And I was just wondering what that all means.
So I'm just going to say one word, very specific. So time. I feel like for you personally, you're working with aspects of time and really grounding in who you are. And what you're learning is the present moment. And a couple of shows back, and I'll just kind of reiterate what I'd said about it. The topic for that show was body attunement to new harmonics, releasing the past, harmonizing the present, creating the future. And so for you, that's really what you're doing. And through that, it can be a little bit of a confusing process, because things from your past will sort of maybe come up, and you're like, wow, I thought I let that go. And maybe you're looking ahead and you're like, well, I really thought I wanted that in my future, but I'm not so sure now. Or this is where I really want to go, and I can't quite see the path to get there. And so time is a part of that. And we're releasing that linear connection to time, because what you want is already created.
Yes.
Who you are is already there. And so you're working with those aspects, which is actually, it's very interesting that you're in that space of recognition, because that's advanced, whether you feel that is or not. That's very advanced. And so your soul is really connecting to the authentic nature of who you are, which is timeless. No time. It's present, always. And so if there's something that you want to create and manifest, hold that space of intention where you are and just know it will be there when you need it. So there's no efforting to get where it is that you want to go, and there's no milling over what was. You just are. Does that make sense?
Well, and here's the interesting thing is the reason why I'm saying my past is back in the early 90s, I was teaching a group of students that were coming into the country because of different things that were happening around the world. And so I got involved with a group, and one of them just passed away. But it reconnected me and centered me as to where I was at that time as an educator. And just recently, about 10 years ago, I'm reconnecting with another group of students and communities that is also remembering and bringing me to that point where I was at as a educator. And now my future is, and my question was for you, is my future is almost solidified. The only thing is it's because it's I It's with starting a new way of having schools looking at it as to where the student is brought in to be able to be accepted for who they are with all this transgender aspects. I already know those students, and I know they're our new future. But yet the school, the way that the education system here in the United States it's 100 years behind its time. And I really feel like once a child is accepted mind, body, and spirit with no prioritizing by looks, by socioeconomics, different way of bringing up the schooling for these children.
Sure. So it's very interesting, that topic in general, and I love talking to individuals that are, you know, kind of boots on the ground with regard to those topics that we're moving through, that energy that we're moving through. But really, we all want to be accepted.
Yeah.
And so when we feel we're not accepted, the world sees us as unaccepted. So you have a beautiful position in guiding the wave of the future with these individuals and helping them to feel safe and open and being who they are. But for us as a collective to realize that we are all a part of one. We're all a part of the Creator, and we only see ourselves as fractals that may not quite be in alignment or like on the spectrum, you know, with the next color next to us, you know. So if you're looking at a spectrum of light, you have the indigo and you have the red, or you might even be yellow. So where are you on the spectrum? You know, not everybody can be red or yellow or blue, but we all together create the spectrum. And so we're all one. It's the light. And so for you personally with your path, I love the fact that you had connected to a pattern previously, that you're kind of bringing that pattern in and expanding on it. So there's an expansion taking place with what it is that your work is about, and I love that. It's very special and very wonderful, and it's really neat that you as a soul signed up for that.
Oh, thank you. I had never had it put in that manner, but thank you. I'm very honored to be in this spot in my life right now. My question
yeah.
is, it feels small anymore. It doesn't feel like one or two students. It feels like it's a multitude, and now I'm where you said about manifesting and grounding, and the next thing I need is like something bigger. I just don't know how big, and I don't know where the location seems to elude me that I can't.
Well, I feel like you're going to start off in one direction very small and that it will expand quickly once you really understand. It's like you're creating a format. You're creating a template. Once you establish that template, you'll grow.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So it feels like you are going to start off in a space that won't be your ultimate space. It's a space that gets you started, and then you grow and expand from there.
I'm right in it. The interesting thing is that I'm connecting with different groups of people, culturally wise.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're meant to do. That's a part of our collective integration. This is where we're all coming together. In a way, our system had to implode, and so we had to fall apart so we could actually come together.
Okay.
And so you're seeing the fragments of that in our education system. Every way, every system in our world as we know it is being revamped, reworked, relieved. You know, we are releasing a lot of the patterns that no longer serve. And again, kind of going back to what I was talking about at the very beginning, as we say, I want to release that no longer serves, there's a consequence or an outcome to that request. There is a manifestation to that. So we have to go through those birthing pains, if you will, to create this new cycle that we're meant to create. And so for you, being boots on the ground in the space that you're in, you're just one example in the multitude. You know, if you look at the ocean, the molecules in the ocean, you know, someone can be in the churning side of the waves, and the other one can be just sitting on the bottom ever so effortlessly. And so we are all a part of that same ocean. It's just to the perspective that we have within it.
Okay, so how do I attract? So how do I attract these other molecules? Because at
you don't. And so what you do is you just hold your space, and they come to you by virtue of you just emanating that energy. You're creating that template. You don't have to effort for anything. It's actually being brought to you. That's why this experience of this path is right in front of you. That's why you experienced it before, because you were preparing yourself for now. And so what you need will come to you as you need it. It's just trusting it. Yeah, so just trust it. That's the ultimate answer. But I hate to cut it short there. I wish I could keep talking to you forever, as with everyone. But I'm coming to the top of the hour, and I have to wrap up the show. But
thank
I thank you
so
for calling.
Oh, bless. Thank you.
You're a beautiful light, and keep going.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so
bye
much. Bye. Okay, so for those of you that called in, thank you so much for all of your questions. I just love how we get to communicate, and that those of you listening get to receive also that information. Again, note that you may want to check in with yourself, that intention you set at the beginning of the show to receive what it is for you. Was there something that you heard or received or experienced through the information given today that supported you? I certainly hope so. I'm going to do a transmission here to support the energies of that, and also sort of like a closure. I always feel like we're in this circle environment when we come into the show, and this is sort of the sealing of that, and then also the releasing of the energies that we've brought in through that. So sit back and just enjoy the light language. Okay, just notice what you felt through that. Feel any colors, pictures, symbols that might have come to you through that transmission. Was there something you directly received in your body? Did you feel it internally? Or do you just notice you're relaxed? And if you don't feel anything, that's quite all right too. There's not a problem with that. It's just where we all are in the lineup of the energy. So just take what resonates, as always. And I hope you enjoyed that. If you're unfamiliar with light language is spoken, written, sign, or sung. And for the purposes of the show, you'll only see me, or you'll only hear me, but my hand is usually moving along with it. And sometimes I'll even have a pen in hand and have a piece of paper that I'm just writing, and the symbols and stuff will show as well. So it's very neat, but I call it the language of the soul. So your soul is receiving exactly what you need when you receive that the sound or the vibration of those light codes, and you are directly connecting it into the highest and best good of you for your journey. So I hope you enjoyed that. And for those of you wanting to connect, you know, deeper, take the next step, You can always do that. You can go to my website, brendadavismatz.com. There's the Members Gateway there, which will then, you know, I'll be able to send you an email if there's events going on, information, keep you up to date with things on that. I do have a group event coming. If you are in the Idaho Teton Valley area and want to join in, it's going to be at Dr. Jim's, and he has a beautiful scalar system. They call it the EE machine. And I'll be doing light language and channeled messages for an hour there on June 20th from 6 to 7:30. The cost is $50, and you can pay when you come. So if you need to know more on that, you can reach out to me, info@brendadavismatz.com, and find out a little bit more. You can also go to the events page on my website for more information on that. If you would like to connect with me privately in a session, there is some codes that you can use to get discounts. One is NFTF, which will be $50 off a 30-minute session, so it brings it from the 125 to 75. Every little bit helps. And then also, too, you know, those folks just want to have a question answered. And so I offer just a one-question answer. And so I do elaborate on it. It's not more than just yes or no, but I do actually expand on that. And so the regular fee for that is $25, and you'll get $5 off with the coupon code QUESTION at checkout. So I hope these have helped you. I hope you find some comfort, clarity, and guidance in the information given today. And as always, I am so honored to be along with you on this beautiful quantum adventure together. So you can reach me here every second and fourth Thursdays of the month. Always send in your calls, you know, questions, updates. I love to hear them all. Thank you so much for everything today, and I will see you on the next Connected Living. Bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.